Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and amateur historian, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Harriet Tubman's sex tape? Say what now? Russell Simmons' YouTube channel, All Deaf Digital, posted a video called The Harriet Tubman Sex Tape. When this story first flashed across my newsfeed, I was pretty sure I hadn't read it right. The words were English, but they just didn't make any sense. Harriet Tubman sex tape? What? You can see how these words, in such close and unexpected proximity, can fog the mind. The description of the video via the Washington Post read, "The Harriet Tubman sex tape is the off-the-record account of how Harriet Tubman blackmailed her master into letting her run the Underground Railroad." Say what now? I was reluctant to write about this because I don't want to give Russell Simmons free advertising he doesn't need. You see, I don't believe his actions were accidental. I think he knew exactly what he was doing from post to apology because it's all gravy for All Deaf Digital in the form of Google searches, clicks, views, and brand awareness, isn't it? Did you know Russell Simmons had a YouTube channel? Well, you do now. Am I giving the man more credit than he's due? I don't know. You look at the size and scope of his empire and tell me. The video is supposed to be funny because we presume that Harriet Tubman, runaway slave, abolitionist, Union spy, the woman called Moses who led dozens of slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad without ever losing a passenger, would never make a sex tape. Don't get me wrong. I like historical fiction. I guess what I'm not a big fan of are pseudo-historical hoes. With so many modern-day ready-set-go hoes making actual sex tapes, fabricating one seems completely unnecessary. Please note, as a disillusioned feminist, I struggle over the use of the word hoe. Just because a woman enjoys sex and is not camera shy does not make her a hoe. But doing a sex tape for free does make her a dumb hoe. In my corner of the universe, this video has reignited the discussion of what's funny and asked the question, when does comedy go too far? That's a tough one for me. I'm an American and a comedian. Free speech is in my blood. You can say just about anything, but then you have to have the stones to take the heat from those who don't find it funny. That will be anyone for whom the subject is too raw, close, and personal. But keep in mind, despite what a politically correct climate may have you believe, bad taste is not illegal. Hurt feelings are not actionable. We do not have the right not to be offended. I am hopeful, however, that the reaction to this video will make All Deaf Digital rethink any plans it may have had for a follow-up. You know, like coming to the main stage, Rosa Parks. Hey, Urban Irma podcast fans. This is Leanne. And I just want to say, if you are digging the podcast, help me keep the good times going. Go to the website, theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite funny girl a cup of coffee. I'm not talking Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts suits me just fine.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.